Saturday afternoon, and time for the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Yes, every Saturday afternoon is yarn spinning time down at the Sportsman's Club, and as usual, we find the trophy room crowded with sports fans who have gathered to replay the great games and rerun the great races and fight again the great fights of the past. Their host is that Dean of American sports writers, Grantland Rice, who has covered every great sporting event of the past 30 years and knows all the answers. During these 30 years, Granny Rice has collected stories about every sport, and he shares them with you these Saturday afternoons. And so now, in fancy, join Granny Rice and his friends in the trophy room of the Sportsman's Club.
Looks like that cold germ's got you too, Granny.
Well, it was pretty windy and chilly at the bowl games last week, Bill.
Well, I hope it won't keep you from telling us a story today.
Well, I'll do my best. But before I tell you the story, what sport do you think draws the greatest crowds year after year?
Oh, let's see. Baseball, I'd say.
I don't know about that. Counting the pros, maybe football draws the biggest game.
Yeah, well, a lot of people go to fights.
No, it's not any one of these. It's basketball.
What? Basketball? Hey, who goes to basketball games?
It may surprise you, Bill, but in ordinary times, basketball frequently outdraws baseball, football, and boxing combined.
It doesn't sound possible.
It's the truth, though. Basketball in peacetime draws something like 100 million paid admissions a year. It may not be the top sport where you live, but out in states like Indiana, they take that basketball pretty seriously. And that's as it should be, because basketball is a fast, colorful game, great to play and great to watch. But it's a lot more than that out in Indiana, and maybe our story today will explain why. Margaret Waymouth Jackson called this Saturday Evening Post story, The Hero. Its setting is Hilltown, Indiana, one early evening just before the big game between Hilltown and Stone City. As our story begins, Mr. Thomas Whalen, father of Hilltown's star player, has just arrived home from the office.
Oh, Grace. Grace, are you home?
Here I am, dear, in the kitchen.
Hello, Grace.
Hello, dear. You're home early, aren't you?
Yeah, a little. Thought we might have an early dinner. Get down to the gym in plenty of time to get our regular seats.
Now, Tom, I'm not going to start for that game at 6:30 as we did last time. Why, we were there before they opened the ticket window.
Yeah, I know that, Grace, but this is the biggest game of the year. We've just got to whip Stone City, and I want our regular seats. Oh, by the way, where's Marv?
He's taking a nap on the sofa in the living room.
Taking a nap? Well, why didn't you tell me, Grace? We probably woke him up talking so loud.
Tom, sometimes you're impossible on game night.
Shh.
I won't shush.
Grace, the boy needs his rest before a big game.
He's perfectly relaxed. I wish you were.
What do you mean? I'm not nervous.
Oh, let it go. Really, Tom, I refuse to get all excited.
Well, who's getting excited? I'd better go in and see if the boy is covered up. Might catch cold.
All right, all right.
Hello, Dad.
Shh. Oh, Marv, say, I'll bet we woke you up talking out there in the kitchen.
Huh? No, Dad, I haven't been asleep. I've just been resting.
Oh, that's fine. Say, look, how do you feel, Marv?
Oh, swell, Dad, never better. We'll take Stone City tonight.
Why, of course you will, son. You really think so, huh?
Oh, sure. I was terrible at practice this afternoon.
You were?
Sure. Oh, but you know, Dad, that's always a good sign. That means I'll be red hot tonight.
Oh, sure, sure, of course. Did you take your shower, son?
Yes, Dad.
Dry yourself good?
Sure.
Doctor checked you over at the gym, didn't he?
Yes, we got the usual checkup.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Nothing, just the usual checkup, Dad. Say, what time is it anyway?
Huh? Oh, let's see, 6:15.
Ooh. Ooh. I guess I'd better get ready.
Yeah, well, I'll run out and see about your supper, Marv. Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
All right, Dad.
Oh, Grace, Marv's about ready to eat. What have you got for him? Nothing heavy now.
I've already taken care of Marv's supper. He's going to have poached eggs, toast, and tea.
Poached eggs, toast, tea. Okay, that's all right.
I'm glad you approve.
You can give them something else after the game.
Don't you want to know what you're going to have for supper?
No, I'm not very hungry, Grace.
You're going to have steak.
Eh, anything at all, anything at all.
Tom Whalen, did you hear me? I said steak.
Yeah, steak? Steak? Oh, yes, yes, quite all right, Grace.
Quite all right. I've been saving up ration points for a month, so you'd have a nice supper before the game. It'll quiet you down.
Grace, I am quieted down. There's nothing wrong with me.
I'm ready. When do we eat, Mom?
Grace, Mar's ready. Where's his supper?
Now, listen, I won't have any more of this. The two of you march into the dining room and wait.
Okay, Mom. Come on, Dad.
Oh, it's almost 6 o'clock.
Oh, Mom, I think I could eat another couple of eggs.
All right, dear, I'll go fix them.
No. You've had 4 poached eggs now, Marv. That's enough for you until after the game.
But the boy's hungry.
That's all right, Mom. Dad's right. I guess I have had enough for a game night. I'd better start for the gym.
Well, want me to drive you down the car, Marv?
No, thanks, Dad. I'll run down. It'll do me good.
Put on your windbreaker, son.
I will. See you at the game, Dad?
See me at... Why, of course, son. You don't think I'd miss this game, do you?
I guess not. Be in the same seats?
Sure. If I can get your mother out of here in
time. There'll be plenty of time.
There's going to be a crowd there tonight.
Well, wish me luck, Mom.
Good luck, son. We'll be rooting for you.
Dad?
Good luck, Marv. Now remember, keep cool out there tonight.
Sure, Dad.
Stone City may try some rough stuff. Don't let them get your goats.
I won't. Goodbye. See you all after the game.
Goodbye, son.
Now remember what I told you. Keep cool.
So long.
Well, come on, let's get going.
There are some dishes to be done, my dear.
Well, couldn't you just stack them?
No, they're going to be washed. Now sit down and read your paper.
But the first game starts at 7.
That's the grammar school game. You're not interested in that.
I want to be sure to get our seats, Grace.
Tom, will you read your paper and calm down?
Calm down? I'm perfectly calm. I'm as calm as a June day. I'm not of a nervous temperament, Grace, and you know it. Calm down. All right, I'll read the paper.
Now, that's better. I won't be long.
Idea. Telling me to be calm. Me, of all people. Let's see now. Where's the sport page? Hilltown faces big test against strong Stone City 5. Coach Bill Leach's Hilltown High School quintet meets the sharpshooting Stone City aggregation tonight on Hilltown's home court. Paced by Guido Lopresto, fleet-footed forward, Stone City was a decided pre-game favorite. But, of course, in these meetings between traditional rivals, anything may happen. Decided pre-game favorite. Grace!
Yes, dear, what is it?
This dim-witted sports editor of the Beacon calls Stone City a decided pre-game favorite. Now, how do you like that?
Oh, it's just his opinion,
well,
dear.
Well, who asked for his opinion? I've got a good notion to write a stiff letter to the publisher. After all, I have something to say about our ads in that paper. Decided pre-game favorites. Bah!
Tom, dear, why don't you go out on the porch and wait for me? You need a little air. It'll calm you down.
I don't need calming down. I was never more calm in my life. It's just that this half-baked sports writer doesn't know anything about basketball. It's an outrage.
I'll run along, dear. I'll be out in a moment.
Okay. Oh, I hope we beat Stone City 140-0. Now make it snappy, Grace.
Plenty of time.
Well, I don't know. There's quite a line at the ticket window.
There's not a dozen people in line. Tom, isn't that the coach over there?
Where? Oh, yes. evening, Coach Leach. Evening. Great fellow, Leach. Never been able to hold him here if he hadn't married a Hilltown girl.
Good evening, Mrs. Whalen. Hello, Mr. Whalen.
Mary, how nice you look.
Thank you.
Gee, looks like you cheerleaders got some new outfits.
Yes, we did. They arrived just in time for the game tonight.
And very pretty, too. Mary, you keep them cheering their heads off tonight, will you?
You bet I will.
Are you seeing Marvin after the game?
Well, Yes, we did rather plan to drop in at the drugstore.
Yeah? Well, well, well. Well, you better run along, Mary, and get them warmed up in there, huh?
I will. Goodbye. Goodbye, Mrs.
Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye, dear.
My prettiest girl in town, Mary.
She is lovely. Oh, Tom, there's the principal.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. Hello. Hello there, Mr. Simpson.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Whalen. Mrs. Whalen.
Oh, nice to see you, Mr. Simpson.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, 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 Mr. Whalen. And how's Marvin tonight?
Oh, great, great. Yes, sir, never better.
A little on edge for the big game, I suppose.
Marvin?
No.
Cool as a cucumber. Not a nerve in his body, that boy. It's a family trait, you know.
Oh, indeed.
Yes, the Whalens are all like that.
Oh, yes, Mr. Simpson. They're all like that.
Well, 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 it's a splendid quality. Well, I must be getting up to my seat. Good evening, Mrs. Whalen. Mr. Whalen.
Goodbye,
goodbye,
Mr. Simpson.
Goodbye, sir. Nice chap, that Simpson.
Yes. And a cool lot, these Whalens.
Huh? And what do you mean by that remark?
Nothing, dear. Oh, look, they're the Crawfords.
Huh?
Well, smile, dear.
Where? Oh, yeah, yeah. Evening. Look, I better get in line at the ticket window, Grace.
Oh, go ahead. I'll wait for you here.
Hey, are you a maester?
Huh?
He's at the line over here.
Oh, yes. Pardon me, sir. I thought it was coming from the other way.
No, it comes from this way. You're next to behind me, maester.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yes, indeed. Well, looks like quite a crowd. Big turnout, eh?
Sure, it's a bigger crowd. Don't know why not, eh? This is a bigger game.
Yes, sir. This is the big one, all right. But I think we'll take them in.
Take them in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to beat them easy. We're going to wipe over the floor with them.
Well, now, wait. I don't know if it'll be quite that bad, but I think our boys will win, all right.
Sure, they win. How can they lose?
That's the spirit.
Say,
tell me, what do you think of the boy at center?
The boy at the center?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the best in the business.
Yeah, you really think so?
Oh, sure. He's the best in the business.
Well, now, that's nice to hear you say that. Okay. He happens to be...
Now, how many, sir, please?
Give him 9 tickets, please, sir. I got the whole family.
9, eh? Well, yes. All right. That'll be $4.50.
Thank you very much. It's a four and a quarter, $4.50.
Yes, sir, that boy at center happens to
be... Sure, mister, we're going to take him a good. And listen, keep an eye on the left forward of Stone City. He's my boy, Guido.
Stone City?
Yeah.
Did you say Stone City?
Sure, mister, Stone City. We take these Hilltown boys good, huh? Oh, well, goodbye, mister.
Why, you Stone City. Hey, you come back here. Stone City. I thought you were talking about Hilltown.
All right, sir. Now, you're holding up the line. Now, how many, please?
How many? I'll take 2 tickets. Stone City. Bah!
Did I say they took their basketball seriously out in Indiana? Well, just consider poor Mr. Whalen. The game hasn't even started yet, and he's fit to be tied. And the excitement grows on him as he and Mrs. Whalen make their way up into the stands. The cheerleaders are trying to outdo each other. The school bands are playing. And for all practical purposes, there are just 2 kinds of people in the world. The people who root for Stone City and the followers of Hilltown High.
Seats right in the center where we usually sit.
Yeah, well, that's something. I tell you, Grace, that fella at the ticket window made my blood boil. Deliberately gave me the impression he was a Hilltown man. Then turns out that he's Guido Lopresto's father.
Oh, it was a mean trick, dear. Oh, will you pardon us, please?
Why, certainly, sir. Mrs. Whalen, we meet again.
Oh, hello, Mr. Simpson.
Mr. Whalen.
Hello. Oh, Mr. Simpson, excuse me.
Will you pardon us, please?
A sure thing, lady.
Excuse me.
Come right by. Oh, hello, mister.
It's you.
Sure, it's me. Who do you think, eh?
I might remind you, sir, that the Stone City cheering section is on the opposite side of the gymnasium.
Yeah? I like it over here better, right? We cheer for Stone City over here and kind of get to that goat, huh, mister?
Sir, it may interest you to know that I am the father of Marvin Whalen, the center for Hilltown.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's too bad.
And what do you mean by that remark?
I just mean it's too bad that my boy Guido's team has to wipe up the floor with you boys' team, huh?
Now listen, you, I've had about enough of this.
Will you come over here?
All right. Now will you let me by, please?
Sure, mister, go ahead. I'm very sorry about you boy.
Bah. Tom, will you please get settled and stop arguing with strangers?
You know who that is? No. That's Guido Lopresto's father, that's all.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong? That fella's spoiling for trouble, that's all.
Tom, will you ever grow up?
Here comes Hilltown. Yay, Hilltown. Grace, look, there's Marv. Yay, Marv. Attaboy, Marv. Yay, Hilltown. Grace, you see Marvin down there?
Yes, I see him. Dear, don't strain your voice so much.
Oh, he looks great, doesn't he? The whole team looks great. Uh-oh. What's this?
Now what?
That referee. That's Owsley. That's the fella that's got a grudge against Hilltown. He always gives us a raw deal. Leach ought to protest him right now.
Tom, a referee wouldn't deliberately be unfair to one team or another.
Now, that just shows how little you know, Grace. Look, here comes that Stone City team.
Yes, Stone City! Attaboy! Come on, Stone City!
How do you like him, eh?
Yeah, Guido! Hey, Guido! Hands are you pop!
Would you listen to that simpleton Grace yelling like a maniac? He ought to be ordered out of the Hilltown cheering section.
Oh, he has a perfect right to sit here if he wants to, Tom.
Oh, quiet, Grace. We're ready to start. Come on, Hilltown. Yay, Hilltown.
Come on, the Stone City. Yes, Stone City.
Oh, did you see that? Did you see that? They fouled Marvin deliberately. They ought to put that Guido out of the game right now.
Hey, referee, who's a paying to you? Hilltown calling a foul, son of my boy Guido. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah? They ought to put him out of the game.
Oh, shut up, you big mouth.
Say, listen, do you want a punch in the
Tom,
nose?
Tom, be quiet. Marv has three throws.
Oh, yeah? Make him good. Make him good, Marv, boy. Hey! Wow. That's one. Attaboy, Marv. Two of them. Attaboy, Marv. Yay, Hilltown.
What's the score now, Tom?
14-10, their favor. But we'll catch him. Come on, Marv. Oh. Shucks, there goes the quarter.
Hey, are you a referee? Who pays you, huh? A Hilltown?
Will you listen to that idiot? Marv sunk that one from the center of the floor. Attaboy, Marv. Yay, Hilltown. That makes it 14-13, Grace. We're only a point behind now.
Please sit down, dear.
Oh, boy. What a ball game. What a ball game. There they go. Marv's got the tip off. Shoot, Marv. Shoot, boy. They can't stop you.
Come on, McGuido. Come on, the Stone City.
Hey, foul. Foul. Did you see that? They fouled Marv again. That was that Guido again.
Hey, referee. That's not a foul. Who pays you? Are you corrupt?
Marv gets a free throw, doesn't he?
Sure. Make it good, Marv. Make it good.
Hey, referee, you're corrupt. Who pays you anyway?
Oh! He missed it, darn it.
Well, the boy can't make them all, Grace. Come on, grab that tip off, Marv. Just one more basket, Grace. Just one more, and we'll be ahead. Come on, Marv.
There's the half.
Doggone it. Just one basket would have put us ahead. Oh, what a game, what a game.
Dear, you're all worn out. Why don't you go out and have a smoke? It'll calm you down.
Grace, I am calmed down. Please stop telling me I'm not calm, will you?
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, dear. Take a smoke anyway.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Now, look, don't let anybody grab my seat.
No, of course not.
Pardon me, please?
Certainly, go ahead.
Sorry. Will you pardon me, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Will you let me by?
Oh, why, sure, mister. Why not? Too bad. The Hilltowns are losing, eh?
By 1 point. That doesn't bother us. Will you let me pass?
Sure, mister, go ahead. Are you just to watch Stone City next to half, or we're going to wipe up the floor with the Hilltown boys?
There ought to be rules against guys like you. Pardon me, please.
Certainly, Mr. Whalen. Going for a smoke?
Yeah, Mr. Simpson, I...
Mind if I join you?
No, not at all, sir. Pardon me, you have a match, Mr. Simpson?
Oh, yes, certainly. But your cigarette seems to be lit already, Mr. Whalen.
Yeah, quite a game, isn't it?
Excellent contest, Mr. Whalen. Marvin's doing very well.
Oh, we should have had that last basket. We just got to win this game. We just got to.
Oh, it's not a matter of life or death, is it, Mr. Whalen?
Not a matter... What do you mean by that crack? I mean remark.
Oh, simply that good, wholesome competition is the important thing. It doesn't really matter who wins now, does it?
It doesn't matter. Are you nuts? I mean serious?
Well, I know you can't help getting a little overwrought, Mr. Whalen.
Who's overwrought? I never get overwrought. And I'll thank you to remember that, Mr. Simpson. I'm going back to my seat. Doesn't matter who wins. Nuts. Makes it 28-26, Grace. We're only one basket behind.
The Baker boy shot that last basket, didn't he, Tom?
Yeah, he did, but he got the ball from Marv under the basket, practically. Come on, Hilltown. Oh, there's not much time left. Come on, Hilltown. Come on, Marv. Hey, will you look at that? He fouled Marvin again. Dito did that. That's four personal fouls for him. Put him out. Put him out.
Hey, it's no foul at all. You know how to put Mike Guido out.
Yeah? Well, they're putting him out. That's the finish of Dito. Come on, Marv. Sink those free throws. Yeah, that's one. That's two. We've tied him, Grace. We've tied him.
Hey, are you a referee? Who pays you, huh? Are you croaked?
Oh, look at Marv go, will you? Look at him go. 34-30. Come on, timekeeper, where's that gun? Come on, fire that gun.
Well, there can't be much time left, not more than a few seconds. We've won, I know it, Tom.
Don't say it until it's all over.
There it is, Hilltown wins!
Oh, thank goodness.
Hey, are you a referee? Who pays you, huh?
Tom, you look sort of gray. You've worn yourself out.
No, I never felt better in my life. Come on, let's go home, Grace. Oh, what a game, what a ball game.
Look, Tom, here comes that man, Guido's father.
Yeah? Well, I feel kind of sorry for him now.
Hey, skinny kid. Hey, yeah, this is a whale on the kid. He's all of the time a foul of my boy. Oh, what do you think of that, huh? I like to get my hands on with that Whalen kid, that soul.
Oh, is that so?
Tom, please.
Oh, so it's a you, huh? Yeah. A you boy. He's a foul to my boy.
And you'd like to get your hands on him, would you? Well, maybe you'd like to get your hands on me.
Tom. Maybe, Mr. Maybe.
Well, go right ahead.
Tom Whalen, if you don't come with
Leave me,
I'll...
Leave me alone, Grace.
How do you like
Tom.
This?
No.
Why, you...
Whalen, Mr. Whalen, this is disgraceful. Stop that immediately. I absolutely forbid you to do it.
Yeah, well, you hear him, Mr.
Whalen? Now, here, Mr. Whalen, stop it now. Grab the other one, somebody.
I show you... You
This is terrible. This is disgraceful.
How do you like that?
Oh, Mr. Whalen, I beg of you. I've been struck.
Tom Whalen, come home with me.
Come on now, I've got the other fellow. Now, madam, you better take your husband out of here.
Yes, I will.
Him. If he doesn't want another sock in the jaw, come on, Grace, let's get out of here.
Tom Whalen, I'll never speak to you again as long as I live.
Dad? Mom?
We're in the kitchen, dear.
Come on, Mary.
Do you think it's all right?
Oh, sure. I brought Mary along, Mom. We're on our way to meet the gang at the drugstore. Oh, hello, Dad.
Hello, Mar.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mr. Whalen.
Hello, Mary.
What have you got in his eye, Mom?
It's a piece of steak I cut off before I cooked it. I was saving it for you, Marvin. But your father seems to need it rather badly at the moment.
Let's see your eye, Dad.
Ooh.
Boy, that's going to be a beaut.
Did you really have a fight, Mr. Whalen?
Well, yes, I suppose I did.
At your age, too.
Well, he had it coming.
It was Guido's father, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, he sure connected on that eye, Dad.
Huh? You ought to get a look at him.
Well, we fixed Guido up, too.
You had a fight with him?
Fight with him? Oh, heck no. Mary and I got him a date with Bessie. We're going to meet them at the drugstore.
You're not even sore at him for the way he fouled you?
Oh, shucks, no. I made him foul me, Dad, so I'd get those free throws.
What?
Guido's okay.
Oh, I guess I just don't understand you young people.
You just get excited, Dad, that's all.
Excited? I never get excited. You never... Well, well, maybe I do get excited. Huh, Grace?
A little, dear.
Well, you children run along. Have a good time.
Okay, Dad. Come on, Mary.
Good night, Mr. Whalen. Good night, Mrs. Whalen.
Good night, Mary. Dear. Good night.
We won't be very late.
Take your time, dear. You can sleep late in the morning.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
Now, hold the ice to your eye for a while.
Oh, I don't want any ice.
You want your eye to be black in the morning?
Yes, I do.
You're a stubborn old thing, all this fuss about a high school basketball game.
Well, we won, didn't we?
Yes, we won.
Yes, we won. But, well, I don't know, Grace. Maybe you're right.
Right about what, dear?
Maybe I'm getting too old for basketball.
Uh-huh. What team do we play next week, dear?
Carterville. It won't be any cinch either. And Grace, for Pete's sake, let's try to get there on time.
Say, they do take the basketball seriously out Indiana way, don't they?
You bet they do, Bill. And that's one of the reasons why basketball consistently outdraws every other major sport.
Well, what's on for next week, Granny?
Well, next week I'll give you my personal nomination for the daffiest baseball story ever written. And that's taken in a lot of territory. It's James Stabber's story of the only midget ever to break into the major leagues. And it's called You Could Look It Up. See you then, fellas.
Okay.
So long, Granny. So long.
Yes, next week at this time, Grantland Rice, Dean of American Sports Writers, meets with his friends at the Sportsman's Club to spin another of his favorite sporting yarns. You're invited, so be on hand, won't you, for the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. In today's story, our actors were Catherine Rott, Madeline Lee, Ed Latimer, Ed Jerome, Don Douglas, Tommy Hughes, and Stanford Lewis. The music was by Jack Ward, the script was adapted by Gerald Holland, and the production was under the direction of Tony Leader. To the ladies in our audience, here is a message of great importance. Would you like to be a nurse? If so, now's the time to do something about it. Today and every day, nurses are leaving their posts in hospitals here at home for service with the armed forces, and the post these nurses leave vacant must be filled. Therefore, your government has now taken steps to ensure your training as a nurse without any expense to you. You may now have a scholarship to any of the nursing schools in the United States by joining the U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps. In order to join, here's all you have to do. First, check yourself on the following requirements. You must be from 17 or 18, depending on nursing school requirements, to 35 years of age. And you must have graduated from high school with satisfactory grades. And, of course, your health must be good. If you meet these qualifications, then write to the U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps, Box 88, New York City, and they will send you complete information. Let me repeat that address. U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps, Box 88, New York City. Why not join the U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps now? Save a life and find your own. And remember, next week at 2:30 Eastern Wartime, be with us for the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. This is the National Broadcasting Company.